Cornerback Jonathan Joseph. All right, how's camp going for you after 1 week?
It's going great. You know, came here, I think we got adjusted to training camp. You know, obviously being in a different place, weather's been nice. Thank guys came out to practice. We're competing really hard, pushing one another to get better. So I think so far it's a great experience.
Has practice gone at a quicker tempo maybe than it has in years past?
Absolutely. I think that's probably been a point of emphasis for both sides. You know, those guys kind of getting up on the ball quick, defense, us being able to get up on the ball quick and diagnose our assignments and play, you know, fast and being able to just communicate and get things going. So I think both sides have been kind of going at one another in that situation. I think it's been a great experience for us as a defense.
After a weekend, what do you think of the secondary? How are things looking?
I think we're still heading there. Everybody's pulling together in the same direction. We're obviously not where we want to be at, but I think this is the time of the year to where you can work all the kinks out and get everything kind of tuned up for when the regular season does start. So I think right now everyone's out here just trying to grind and take it day by day and just trying to get better.
How beneficial is it for you, for Kevin Johnson, for Kareem Jackson, to go against guys like DeAndre Hopkins, but also the guys behind him too? It seems like there's a lot of talent, young talent at that position.
Yeah, it's, obviously you got a top 10 receiver in the league in DeAndre Hopkins. It's going to challenge you each and every time you go up against a guy like that. He's took tremendous strides each and every year. He's gotten better and better. And I think the young guys are progressing along well also. So I think just a different type of skill sets that we have at a receiver position gives us a different challenge in every part of practice, whether it's the red zone, 7-on-7, you know, underneath, quick intermediate routes. So they have guys that can do a lot of everything, actually, so it pushes us.
Before camp started, you and I talked at an event, and you said at this point in your career, the most you gain – camp by camp is knowledge. What are some things you've learned about yourself that you might not have known before this camp?
That is ways in your game that you'd always get better on. From this technique thing, you can always learn from younger guys. You can always do a little more in the training room, in the weight room. And I think this year it's kind of been the weight room and the training room experience for me, just being able to go in there and do a little more things weight-wise to kind of get my body ready for a long season and prepare myself.
As a defense, how excited are you?
I'm very excited. You know, obviously we got JJ back. We got some young guys that's playing really well. Mike Vrabel being, you know, taking over for Romeo in that aspect of it. You know, obviously Rack's still here, but I think just everything just kind of coming together as a whole, as a unit. I'm just really excited. You know, every chance you have to play this game and to be around guys that we have on the defensive side of the ball is just a great experience.
With the day off, you go bowling, you go fishing, you go into the gun club. What's going to happen for you?
I think I'm going to do a little bit of all. I think the other day we did a little fishing and we did the gun range. So I think we'll definitely do those two things again. We had a great time doing that, but I think we'll do a little bowling and whatever else they have for us.
I like it. You're going to spread things around, be an outdoorsman, but also head inside as well. One last thing. What are your thoughts on the defensive lineman and the four-square game to start off practice?
Man, I have no idea. They come up with a new game every time, you know, every week, every time it's something different, whether we're at on the road or here. I'm just glad that we're not in the Houston Texans locker room because that game normally happens in front of my locker and I don't have my space.
How would you fare, though, if you actually played in that game?
Actually, I've never played in that game once. So, I don't even have an idea. I just like to sit back and watch and laugh and just kind of be a commentator. I think, I don't know. It's a little tricky, so I don't want to kind of overshoot myself also. But I think I just get in there and compete with the guys. It looks pretty fun.
Modest Jonathan Joseph, because in his mind, I know he's thinking I could whip these guys.
Absolutely. You know, all the confidence in the world. Definitely, I get in there and win a couple of those games, I'm for sure.
I like it, Jonathan. Thanks so much for the time, and best of luck the rest of camp.
Thank you.